And let me give you a summary of that in one paragraph. So we can say that the application of salvation, purchased entirely by Christ's redemptive activity, commences with God the Father's irresistible call or summons to a spiritually dead sinner, dead yet elected sinner. And that call is normally conveyed by the proclamation of the gospel, a gospel invitation to fellowship with Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Christ, working by and with that call, regenerates the spiritually dead elect sinner, enabling him to repent of his sins and, by faith, to receive and to rest upon Christ alone for salvation, thereby uniting him with Christ. When that sinner believes in Christ, God forgives him of all his sins, declares him righteous in his sight, which is justification, forgiveness and a right righteousness in God's sight, adopts him into his family, and seals him to the day of redemption. The sinner, who's now a Christian infant, begins to experience a lifelong process of progressive sanctification, throughout which time he also grows in assurance and perseverance in holiness by the power of the Holy Spirit, the culmination of which, culmination that is of this entire series of acts and processes that runs through his life in daily sanctification, culmination of which is glorification, to which state he's finally brought at Christ's return. And then that sinner is made fully conformable to the image of the Son of God. And Christ will be, in the highest sense possible, the firstborn among many brethren. Okay, obviously this is all introductory look at the Ordo Salutis. I just wanted to give you an impression before we begin to look at each step as a self-contained step of the overall way our forefathers came to a kind of Ordo Salutis.